She sleeps, a pale girl in a white room. The nurses look after her well every day. But this morning, there is more activity than usual. Today is a special day. Today is visiting day. Miriam helps the juniors as they hoist the girl and change her bedding. She supervises the cleaners and ensures that every speck of dust has been removed from every room, from the machines, the piano keys, and the shell. She arranges fresh flowers in vases, washes and dries the girl's hair, and then brushes it until it shines. Later, she will make tea and cakes and sit with the girl to wait. This is Miriam's domain. Yes, there are nurses and a doctor visits occasionally, but she is the one who spends the most time here and has done for over 30 years, since before that awful day, since before the girl's mother became a virtual recluse, and the girl ended up like this. Perhaps if it had never happened, Miriam wouldn't have stayed. She would have moved on, made a life of her own. But they both depended on her so much, mother and daughter. She couldn't desert them. She always feared what might happen if she did. So she had stayed, and in many ways, this was her family now, her life. She doesn't begrudge it. In fact, often Miriam feels that she is here for a reason. She reaches into her pocket and takes out a piece of paper. Soft and much folded. A child's face stares out. "Have you seen me?" Miriam sighs and looks back at the girl. Then she leans forward and gently pats her still hand. "Soon," she whispers. "Soon."